Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I asked the vice president if I could meet with Mr. Abrego Garcia. And he said, well, you need to make earlier provisions to go visit CECOT. I said, I'm not interested at this moment in taking a tour of CECOT. I just want to meet with Mr. Abrego Garcia. He said he was not able to make that happen. He said he needed a little more time. I asked him if I came back next week, whether I'd be able to. He said he couldn't promise that either. So
get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Good morning to you, Shannon. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. You know, before you fly out of the country somewhere and hope to get an interview with the president of a foreign country, don't you normally have to plan that a little bit better than Senator Van Hollen did?
Yes, I do. There's a lot of negotiation. There's a lot of, hey, we're going to be there. What time would you like to come? Let's get you cleared. And especially to go visit somewhere like that CECOT prison down there. We all know, as I'm sure the senator did as well, there's got to be some planning and some implementation before you get down there.
Have you heard his name mentioned as a presidential candidate in 28? Because what he did to me is very much like what Senator Booker did. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of media attention for it. But in the end of the day, what he did really didn't accomplish anything.
Well, and it accomplished headlines, and it now sets up this debate. Is this what Democrats believe is going to be a winning topic for them? And a lot of them are out there saying the calls that we're getting, this is the number one issue coming in from our constituents. So he must have felt, especially since, you know, this man, Abrego Garcia, was living in Maryland. He got in trouble for calling him a citizen yesterday. They said he misspoke. So he's not... If he's referred to as just Maryland man, there is more to that story. And we're hearing from a couple of Maryland moms who lost their daughters to people who are in this country illegally who said, listen, my daughter lived in Maryland when she was alive. We did not hear from Senator Van Hollen about what happened to her. And one mom, the mom of Rachel Warren, says, why is he using my tax money to go visit this guy in another country when he didn't even acknowledge the death of my daughter? And I think that's a question that he's going to have to answer.
Yeah, I agree with taxpayer money. I think that's ridiculous. I did hear yesterday Attorney General Pam Bondi was doing some sort of a press conference and talking about how the Trump administration's now suing Maine because it's continuing mm-hmm. to defy Title IX and allowing biological boys in female sports. I mean, this is happening at states across the country, right? What kind of weight would a lawsuit like this carry? Because states are going to continue doing this.
Yeah, they will. And so we've got to get an answer. And I think the Supreme Court has got a lot on its plate, but maybe add this as a side somewhere, because if you've got a number of states saying that they will not abide by a federal policy and executive order, it's going to get back to that question again of how much power does the executive branch have? If they say, listen, this money, this funding, it's all tied to an executive order the president has issued. Who has the upper hand? Because if you have states saying we're just not going to comply, and there are states that are also suing the feds because their funding is getting cut off in some of these situations. So we have dueling lawsuits, and I think, unfortunately for the nine justices, they're going to be very busy settling these questions.
Boy, that's true. Shannon Bream with us, host of Fox News Sunday. Putting your legal hat on for a moment, this Judge Boasberg saying that he basically has found the government in contempt, or could find the government in contempt for not following his order. What does that look like? Like, who does he hold responsible for that? His boss or the president? I mean, I don't know who you would call into court other than somebody from the Justice Department to answer the question.
Right. And so is it going to be specifically targeted at those DOJ attorneys who have been before him and have had a really tough time answering some of these questions about those plane loads of folks who were taken to El Salvador? What time did they leave? At what point did somebody make a decision not to turn them around? I mean, those are all questions he's trying to get at. So I would assume he's talking about those attorneys, but he is giving them an opportunity saying to purge any kind of potential contempt finding by answering the questions, by taking action to give these people some kind of due process and hearing. So he's giving them some off ramps, but what happens if he does find them in contempt? It's more likely probably a fine situation than throwing someone in jail. I think politically that would be really difficult for him. And I don't think he would go that far, but anything's possible, right? In this day and age of crazy news headlines that aren't Babylon Bee or The Onion, they're actually real.
Well, that's what's sad is some of the Babylon Bee stuff feels real because it's just so ridiculous right now. Speaking of ridiculous, I had to laugh when I saw Letitia James was trying to go after Trump again. We know that's never going to stop. Then Trump fires right back and he says, actually, we're accusing you of mortgage fraud. Have you been following this whole story? Because it was some home right out of New York.
Yes, a little bit here. So apparently the allegation is that she was identifying a Virginia property as her primary residence, state of Virginia, although she was a full-time prosecutor in New York. There's also some allegation that somewhere she may have put on a form that she and her father were actually a married couple for purposes of getting a better filing situation. I don't know if that was a paperwork error or what happened there, but she says, I'm not going to be bullied. I'm going to push back. But if we're talking about the issue of valuing properties for the purpose of getting a loan, remember, that's what New York went after President Trump for like $500 billion in damages. So it seems kind of ironic that now there are allegations that she may have tinkered with some valuation on her properties.
What's your relationship with Lauren Sanchez? Think you can get a ride on that next Blue Origin?
You friends with Jeff Bezos?
Here's the thing. If she knew me at all, she would know there's no way in Hades I am going up in any one of those things. I am a chicken. I don't even like to fly. I have to fly all the time, and I white-knuckle it through every flight. There's no way I'm leaving the planet.
Yeah, but apparently now when you do get on a commercial airline to fly, you're considered a pilot.
Well, listen, yes, I'm not an astronaut, but I am a pilot.
Yes.
My brother is actually a pilot, so I spend a lot of time of my flights actually texting him and saying, am I going to die in this turbulence? He's like, you are not going to die in this turbulence. Calm down, have a glass of wine, and go to sleep.
Shannon, do you have anything scheduled for this weekend yet?
Well, we are talking with the White House. I can't tell you who we have, but we've got a White House guest on Sunday, and we've actually invited Senator Chris Van Hollen. I would love if he would accept our invitation to discuss things. We do have our legal panel locked in, Tom Dupree and Jonathan Turley, because there is yet again so much legal stuff percolating. So we will break it all down on Sunday. And I've got a special. I went to Houston and spent time with Butch Wilmore, the astronaut, just back from his extended stay in space. And I got to sit with him at his church and talk to him about his faith and the fact that he conducted services from space. And one of the guys he kept in touch with, Mr. Billy, 90 years plus, will be with us too for that interview.
Very cool. We'll be watching, Shannon. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. See you later. We air that at 4 o'clock, by the way, on Sunday afternoons right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.